Some of us need a little extra money, even though we're retired. Hi, I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. Yes, so many people who are retired, they have their pensions and social security checks coming in, but either it's only just getting you by, or it's, not providing for all the goodies that you want, whether it be travel or gifts or more dinners out and so on. So we're going to look today at a bunch of different options. But one of the first things you want to do is assess your skills, your interests and your passions. Because you don't want to take on something that you really don't like or don't want to do, because might as well just get a part-time job. Whatever you do, start small, as with most things, and see. Is there interest? Is there demand? Do you enjoy doing this? Look for local resources, community centers, senior centers, libraries, local organizations where you can sell your products, do workshops about your products or service, and so on. And find other small businesses or entrepreneurs who, whether they're doing the same thing or not, maybe getting together, you can support each other. So here's a bunch of ideas. The first one is writing and blogging. So if you like to write, there's a lot of places. You just got to do the research online and you'll find lots of places where you can write and submit your articles or blogs. Consulting and coaching. If you've had a career that you can pass on, then maybe consulting is for you, or coaching somebody as they work their way up the ladder or to improve their business. Photography, a great way to bring your creative side out and do some photography. If you like to photograph people, there's always people who are looking for a good photograph, particularly headshots, family portraits. Teaching and tutoring. There's always plenty of kids, whether they're elementary school, high school, or college, that need tutors. And if you want to teach as a sub, it's a bit of a process, but it's something you could do. And when you're a sub, you can say no anytime you want to. Crafting. If you just like to make little things, whether it's jewelry or things for the house or little gifts of any kind, fancy pots for the garden, all kinds of things, you can very easily sell them on Etsy or eBay and a number of other sites. Antique or vintage reselling. If this is something you love to do, you get to go shop and have fun doing it and then resell. Gardening and selling your produce. So if you have a particularly green thumb, whether it's flowers or green plants or vegetables or fruit. There's a market out there. Plenty of people who don't have a green thumb who would appreciate getting things from you. Pet sitting and dog walking. There are more and more people who, particularly today, when so many people, so many companies have said, you've got to come back to work 5 days a week in the office. Well, if these people have cats and dogs or other pets, they don't want to leave them alone. So you can either go pet sit or take them out for walks, and it's quite lucrative. You can do it just on your own in your community, or you can sign up with any number of different organizations that will assign you clients in your area. If you have an extra room in your home or an ADU, Airbnb is a great way to make a little extra money. And it's fun. You get to meet new people and you don't have to do much. Voice acting or audiobook narration. Lots of commercials use additional voices. And if you have a lovely voice, it's a fun way to make some extra money. And there are so many new books, and they all need to be, well, I don't know about all, but a lot of them, they want to be put onto Audible and other websites where you can listen to them. So somebody's got to read them. Why not you? Genealogy research. Some people would like to find out about their ancestry, they just don't want to do it. So you can do it for them. Renting out equipment and tools for your car. There are websites for all of them. And if you're really creative with music or art, you can give lessons. There are always people who want to learn how to be more creative. So I hope this has been helpful and maybe inspiring of how you can make a few extra dollars, maybe a lot of extra dollars, and have your retirement be enriched. So thank you for joining me today. I wish you laughter. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.